There we go. So welcome to the November 23rd Indie Contributors Call. Just a notice that we are under Hyperledger and Linux Foundation rules for antitrust policy notice and code of conduct. So make sure that you guys are familiar with those and that we're all abiding by those rules. I don't have much to talk about because Robin's been doing all the work. So I'm going to hand it over to Robin to speak a bit about how we're doing with the Indie Node upgrade.
Okay. I've created a PR today to the Indie Test Automation repository that contains all the adjustments needed for us to run this in the GitHub Actions pipeline, and it removes the circular dependencies to tests from sovereign like soft token and the payment fees, the PRs here. And it works for the Ubuntu 16.04 Indie Node artifacts with the ones released to Artifactory, but it doesn't work for the 2004 at the moment because there's no systemd image for Ubuntu 2004 that works as the one we use for 16.04. So either we can find one that works, come up with our own systemd image for 2004, or we need to do some refactoring for the test automation to work without systemd and maybe with supervised ID or just without any of this service architecture images, just run one process each container and do all the additional things before, or I don't know. But this would require us to do some work if we cannot find the systemd image for Ubuntu 2004.
And the systemd images you are using for running, starting the
The systemd image is used to mimic a fully functional network. And then there's remote calls that are done from the tests into the various nodes to start and stop the node processes on the machines. So it's not required, but I mean it does mimic how the actual how a live network would function far better.
I see. Thanks.
Okay, sovereign release status. I think that's it for the updates. So can we pass it over to Sebastian for the talk about what ID Union has been doing?
Yeah, okay. thanks. Yeah, I wanted to mention or to show some work that we've been doing in ID Union around containerizing the indie node. And there's a couple of Docker images for the indie node server already. We have also been working on one in ID Union, in particular images not based on Ubuntu 16. Turned out that there was a dependency problem, which was a little bit hard to track down in the end. We figured that Libsodium 18 that is being used in the Ubuntu 16 images, but which is not an explicit Debian dependency, apparently. If you use Libsodium 23, which is the current version pretty much everywhere after Ubuntu 16, so Ubuntu 18, or if you go to a Debian-based image, then there is a spurious write consensus problem. And it took us a while to figure that out. But eventually we figured, in particular, Christian from IFES, so the same institute that Robin is also working for, he figured out that it's related to Libsodium, and now we have a running also Ubuntu 18 image. But what I wanted to talk about today is the node controller. So we wanted to avoid running systemd images. So for quite a while, we have been running the node server without the node controller, which is not great because those nodes will then not participate, for example, in pool restarts, which one has to do from time to time. And they also will not participate in upgrades. And of course, the whole upgrade story is a little bit more complicated if you're running Docker images, since you if you're running containers, since you most likely do not want to do the upgrade within the container. And now we have a version of the node controller, which is slightly modified. In particular, we have modified the bash scripts, which are called from the controller, which would usually run the apt upgrade stuff. First of all, this node controller does a container restart. So the node will participate in pool restarts. And then more recently, and this is all work mainly by Christian. Now more recently, we also have upgrade functionality. The setup is, a little bit convoluted in that we are essentially mounting the Docker socket from the host into the node controller image. And then we are controlling the node server from the node controller via the Docker host, via the Docker socket on the host. So this might not be optimal for all settings, but at least for where we are running the images currently in ID Union, which would be either just by Docker Compose on some virtual machine, then it's of course not a problem, or also on Podman, it works like this. So for this environments, this is a working setup where now, first of all, the node does participate in pool restarts. So we have tested this in the ID Union test network. So we have a Dockerized node server plus this node controller, and we did a pool restart, and it worked. And also for the upgrade functionality, which we couldn't test yet because of course there have not been any indie node upgrades for the last year, but as soon as there will be an upgrade, which might be soon, this should hopefully now also work in the sense that currently, so our current setup is to just pull a new image, basically. And yeah, I have put links to the Docker files, or the modified controller files, including the Docker file, and also to our runtime setup into the meeting minutes, if you want to have a look. And now an interesting question, so why are we bringing this to this meeting is, if this might be interesting stuff to contribute.
Yep, so, it's definitely interesting stuff to contribute. So one of the things that we're constantly looking for is to expand the diversity of the network. So this provides another way of doing that. So allowing people to run things in a containerized format rather than on, you know, bare metal or VMs straight up. Also, it's kind of interesting. I mean, we've started some similar test networks and things with Bond Network, but this also looks like it, you know, that it could potentially be like, you know, an upgrade path for that as well, you know, or integration, integrating, you know, that sort of structure into those tools as well.
Great, good to hear. So the question then would be, where and how do we contribute to stuff? So currently we do have it on GitHub.
Yep.
But I guess there is some stuff like signing off commits and choosing the right license. And
yeah, there's some force documentation, licensing, sign off, that sort of thing. And then and then we can work with Rye Jones on how to get that into Hyperledger.
Yeah, so that would be then. So that's the question: are we going to contribute this into some existing repository, into some existing project, or what do you think, should this go into Hyperledger, sort of as an independent repository, or how?
I'm kind of leaning towards the independent repository rather than trying to cram it into some existing repository. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I kind of see this as you know, a way of, you know, running an indie node rather than, you know, being, you know, an indie node. So it's related to an indie node and indie plenum, but it's separate in the fact that it's one way of hosting those packages. So to me, that feels like it's own repository.
Yeah, that sounds reasonable. Definitely. I mean, that's exactly right. So we have modified the node controller a little bit. There is actually also some stuff which we might take upstream to Indie Server, because currently in the upgrade transaction, the Indie Server scripts themselves, they do some checking using dpkg and so on, which might not be what we want to do in the container world, but we didn't touch these because, well, we didn't want to change anything in the node server. But this might be something to think about upstream in Indie Node itself, whether there might be
upgrade process call works.
Yeah, exactly. So apt and dpkg are currently called direct, is like hard coded in the Python script to call dpkg. And this might be something that.
Yeah, which works perfectly fine for bare metal or a VM, but not so much for a container.
But that's a different issue. So the containers themselves, they could be an independent repository. I think this, it's a good idea.
Okay. Cool. Thank you very much. I have to take a closer look at all of that. Is there anybody else that has anything that they want to talk about?
Yeah. I finally got the approval for the thesis, so we can get started with the dev containers and getting rid of the base images.
Nice.
Yes. Hopefully there will be some merge requests. We'll have to do it this week, I think.
Good, good. Congratulations. That's been a long journey for you trying to get that.
Yes. One question regarding this. The actual merge requests for the pip images, should we wait on with that on if we get rid of the base image or just merge it all together now?
What's your thoughts on that, Robin?
We could update it, but personally, I want to get rid of the base images because we maintain separate Docker files for the GitHub Actions pipeline. And once we don't use Jenkins anymore, we don't need base images.
Mm-hmm.
And we only use them for the Ubuntu 16.04. And maintaining the base image for Ubuntu 16.04 is a lot of work since more and more dependencies don't support Python 3.5 anymore, or some libraries of Ubuntu 16.04. We could do one upgrade so that it's the same Docker file so that the Docker file and the image is the same. So we could do this version 0.0.4. Philip, were you able to install all the packages and run the tests with your image? I know that you install Siphon. I'm not sure if we need this. I can send you the Docker file I used, and then we could upgrade this once, and then maybe.
Yeah, I tested it. The tests are causing errors if Siphon isn't installed, and also the already problem discussed last time with the deprecated installer from pip, because of the version mismatches from indie SDK, is also there.
Mm-hmm.
Still, I'm not sure where it's really getting from. Last time I checked, when I downloaded the package directly in the package metadata, that's only set fixed to 1.15, but we requested 1.15 or 1.16-dev, some number, and therefore the pip strict checking of the versions is causing errors and saying that it can't be installed and that it fails altogether. We could get around with using the deprecated installer, but I'm not quite sure if we are then using the right version.
I'm not sure about in the SDK version 1.16, I think it's just some bug fixes and no major changes. So we could maybe upgrade in the SDK to 1.16.
Yeah, that would, I would recommend that. Get up onto the latest version of the SDK. That is a stable release that's been out for quite a while now. That's one of the things that we need to talk about in future calls, is what plans are for another indie SDK release, if there's going to be one, because we've had a few people asking.
Okay, then I'd say we update the base image once without the pinned version of pip to version 10, I guess. And then we just leave it there and focus on the Docker files for GitHub Actions.
Yep.
From then on.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Then I will also update the merge request this week with that. All right.
Good. Anything else?
I'm Hakan, by the way. This is my first time contributing, or like being in this contributors call. Like a couple of my colleagues here, I'm also working at the ID Union project consortium, and I wanted to talk a bit about or just ask the current status of the DID INDI method, and how we can actually implement it finally.
Unfortunately, the person that would be best equipped to answer that is Stephen Curran, and he is on a different call right now, so he asked me to take over for him. So you can, I think the best way would be to reach out to Stephen on Rocket Chat, SW Curran, and he'd be able to tell you sort of where things are going. He's deep in that and has a, you know, has his finger on where that's going. One of the things that we need to do in order to support that is we need to get this new release out, because and that's sort of what Philip and Robin and myself are all working on, is trying to get an Ubuntu 20.04 Indie Node release out so that we can then, you know, do the development of the changes that are needed for the DID Indie method in Indie Node itself. So that's sort of where that's kind of what, you know, the three of us are working on right now.
Cool. Sounds good. I didn't know about the dependency to the new SDK release. So sounds interesting. And I will get in touch with Stephen to,
if I remember correctly, Stephen told, I don't know, two or three meetings before about proof of concept, and he already pasted the code to the GitHub repository in that meeting.
Oh, so if we go back in some of the meeting minutes, we might actually find that. There we go, right there. It's in the 0928
September.
Yep.
0928.
I think this is just a spec.
Yeah.
It's not any kind of implementation.
I know Stephen had talked to me about whether or not somebody could be working on the code in a branch and then commit it after we're done our upgrades. And I told them that was completely possible. So I think we're already in the process of looking for somebody to start the development on the DID INDI method. Look, it's in our most recent meeting minutes too. So I know there's plans for it, and they're eager to start development on it. So
sounds great. Cool. Thank you.
Paul, do you have anything before we end?
No, I'm. I was part of developing the IndieDid spec. Trying to get some free time to work on the IndieDid resolver driver as a first step, and trying some of the concepts that we spec'd there first without making change to the actual Indie code. And maybe we can get some experience there.
Great. Okay. I think if that is it, I think we'll wrap up and we'll give everybody back a little over half an hour in their day.
Great. Many thanks.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.